Hello and welcome to Communication Psychology with Gerhard. I'm Gerhard Orband, a psychologist and foreign language teacher from Germany. Today we will talk about whether prayer can help us in a conflict when we are arguing with another person. This is the podcast that helps you improve your communication, even if you are not a naturally gifted communicator. If you have an accent, you feel you are socially anxious or just introverted. Now, you don't need to be religious to continue listening to this podcast. You can, to this episode. It doesn't matter what your religion is, if you are religious, and if you are religious, what your concrete denomination is. I'm just sharing some thoughts about this. Is there a benefit to prayer in times when we argue with somebody? Of course, there's the religious aspects to this, whether it will help us or not. But just from a purely common sense perspective, from a purely psychological or logical perspective, there is one argument that I found very convincing and I tried myself. Because what is the biggest problem when we are arguing with somebody? We are entering a fight, a verbal fight, and most of us, after having such interactions, feel dissatisfied. We feel that we should have reacted otherwise. Why didn't we say this and smash the other's argument more effectively? So every one of us had such situations. If we look back to all our fights in the past, we always come up with better reactions later. And most of us think that the biggest problem is that we are not able to find the right argument on the spot and hit the opponent definitively so that we win this argument. I'm now of the opinion that the biggest mistake we are doing in the conflicts is that we are saying too much. So we are letting ourselves be provoked into saying things that exacerbate, that escalate the conflict further. So we become angry, we show anger in our face, in our movements, and this triggers a counter-reaction, so we enter a vicious circle. So anything that interrupts this vicious circle is beneficial. Anything that stops us from further reacting and saying things we later will regret is positive. So, and for most of us, it's very, very difficult to just be calm and just say nothing or smile. So if you are religious, and maybe it will be easier to switch in this moment saying a prayer than just being calm and friendly. And this keeps you occupied, so while the other person is maybe shouting at you and heaping insults on you. So the typical reaction would be to show angry expressions, to want to interrupt this person and so on. Saying a prayer will stop you from doing this. And at the same time, there are certain laws of incompatibility, so we cannot feel positive and negative emotions at the same time and be joyous and angry at the same time. So at least for most of us, prayer is something more or less incompatible with anger. So saying to ourselves a prayer inside will stop us from, will change also our physical appearance, so we will not be so angry. And this may contribute to the other person calming down a bit, because we are social animals and we tend to copy each other. So in a vicious circle, we tend to copy each other's negative emotion. But if somebody succeeds in interrupting this cycle and calming down, then the other person may also follow. If not, at least you didn't say anything stupid. I hope.